to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Melissa Smith on the line, and she is a founder over at Marketing Eye and also at Robotic Marketer. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Adam. What a pleasure to be here today.
So I'm excited to get into what you're doing over at Robotic Marketer and how you're helping your clients. You're doing some really interesting things there. But before we do that, let's get a little bit further into your background. How did you get started in business and as an entrepreneur?
Well, I got started in business quite early in my career. I'd been in marketing for 7 years, working in an advertising agency, a bit with television, and as a marketing manager. And, you know, at 25, I had this unique opportunity where a big company came to me and said, Melissa, you're at this position right now. I was a CMO of a major company. If they're happy to trust you to run their multi-million dollar marketing budget, then so will other companies. Why don't you start your own agency? So literally, I started my own agency at 25 with one really big account. And I think that's a luxury in life. You know, a lot of people, when they start a business, it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a long time where you're starving yourself and you're working really long hours and wondering whether it's all worth it. I was really fortunate. I had what I call a gravy train to start off with. That agency was called Insomnia, and it still runs today. It's very creative. It's very focused on technology companies. And then when I was 30, I had my own company for 5 years. So you have your training wheels on and you make mistakes and you have a few successes and you learn from all of these experiences. But when I turned 30, I had this moment in life where I thought my life's about to change because I'm at that age where I should get married. I should have children. How am I going to make that happen? And I literally started a company called Marketing Eye, which was really focused on small to medium-sized businesses as an outsourced marketing agency. And what I really focused on doing was drawing the talent from a lot of those mums out there that were senior marketing managers in major corporations and giving them an opportunity to work part-time. And that worked really well, but it wasn't as successful as I thought it would be. So I changed that model up, you know, halfway through the journey of Marketing Eye. And just a bit of background, Marketing Eye is now 16 years old. So it's quite, you know, a company that's been around for a long time, and it's a brand that's well known, you know, in Australia and the US and in some parts of Europe. So, you know, really changing what we were doing and how we were doing was really the catalyst for it to become far more successful. And so, you know, we ended up having only full-time staff and, you know, 100% in-house resources. So whether it's graphic design or marketing or web or digital, PR, et cetera, all in-house, and using that collaborative environment as a catalyst for growth. And that's worked really, really well. So they're the two businesses that really got my career started before I got into Robotic Marketer and, you know, changed what I was doing.
Wow, what an amazing story. And obviously you're many years on your journey as an entrepreneur and with multiple businesses under your belt. You know, there's some younger, brand new, just getting started, maybe out of college or they didn't go to college, entrepreneurs out there listening to this right now. With the benefit of hindsight, obviously, on your side now, what kind of advice would you give to those new entrepreneurs out there just getting started?
I think as a, you know, if you're a new entrepreneur and particularly if you're young, really being open to listening to the experiences of people that have been successful and are perhaps more experienced than you are. But at the end of the day, you have to make decisions based on your own gut instinct because you're the person who, if you succeed, great. But if you fail, you're the person who has to live with that and learn from that. So I think one of the first things is, you know, go out there and get as much knowledge as you possibly can get. The second thing is, never, ever give up. You know, it's so easy to try really hard at, you know, developing a business idea and getting it to a stage where people are actually buying from you. But if they're not buying enough, it's like hard to pay the bills. It's hard to put food on the table. I think that the whole idea of never, ever giving up really important, because there's stages in my career where I could have given up, but I didn't. And I think that is what a lot of really strong entrepreneurs and successful entrepreneurs have faced sometime in their career and been able to come out the other end. And I think that's extremely important. And I think, you know, trusting your gut instinct and believing in yourself, you know, having the confidence to look in the mirror and say, I can do this. And a lot of us, you know, find it hard to do that because we start to lose faith in our own capabilities, or we're not sure whether we're there yet. Really taking it by the horn and saying, you know, I'm ready for this. I can actually do this. I can achieve this, regardless of where I've come from, regardless of whether I have a college degree, regardless of, you know, whether I have, you know, 20 years in marketing. And a classic example, like, you see all these people coming through as social media experts that have never been to university, that have never worked in a marketing job, but yet they're, you know, social media experts. And they are, by all intents and purposes, and they've been able to really work out how to make a social media account successful. Should you employ them over somebody who has a degree? I would say yes, because, you know, the proof's in the pudding. They're actually achieving the goals that, you know, a company would want them to achieve. So, you know, really trusting your gut instinct, not worrying about the things you don't have, and focus on the things you do have.
That's awesome. Melissa, I want to switch it up a bit. Let's get into what you're doing over at Robotic Marketer. First, tell me a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, definitely. So Robotic Marketer is a classic example of when things are going wrong in your company and you need to fix it. So with Marketing Eye, for 16 years, we've been writing marketing strategies exactly the same way. The problem is when we hire new recruits, they get all flustered when they have to run marketing strategy. It takes them weeks and weeks to put together. You know, they're really good at one or two areas of marketing, but not good across the entire marketing mix. So the strategy that lands on my desk is not as good as it should be to be able to be delivered to a client. And, you know, learn from that, that we can't keep staff that, you know, are anxious when they're having to deliver a solution to a client, and you can't keep staff that are very unsure of themselves. And it's really hard to teach, you know, everyone every single area about marketing in the first 3 months. So what I found is we had all this machine learning, so all of these, you know, thousands of marketing strategies over the years and voice recordings around marketing workshops, and we were able to turn that into machine learning so that, you know, the technology actually learned from past marketing strategies. So I set up a relationship with a university, got a bunch of PhD students to develop some code for us and create a prototype. And they worked closely with my own team, so we have an in-house tech team as well, and we're able to deliver a software which is a marketing strategy technology platform that develops a strategy within 28 minutes. It's usually 40 to 60 pages in length, and it deep dives into your competitors, you know, really looks into, you know, your entire industry, what are the trends, what's hot right now, what's not. It, you know, scrapes your competitors. It tells you whether they're advertising, where they're advertising, is it successful, is it not, you know, are they doing PR, all the different areas of marketing, and uses all that knowledge as well as the knowledge that the marketing manager puts into the system about the company through a workshop and turns it into a very, very powerful marketing strategy. So basically, Robotic Marketer creates a marketing strategy smarter and faster and better than I can do after, you know, 28 years of marketing experience. And I think that's such a wonderful platform for companies to go forward with, and an ability to give them all the tools they need to be more successful. And I think when you get to this stage in your career, to have a legacy like that, I think that's, you know, for me, one of the most proudest, you know, companies I've ever owned or been part of.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. And I know there's some people listening in their car right now, like, this sounds a little too good to be true, Melissa. So that being said, what are the type of companies that this is appropriate for? Like, what size of companies? What size? So that if somebody is listening and they want more information, they know if they're the right type of company and/or profile to follow up with. What's the sweet spot for this product?
The sweet spot, certainly that small to medium-sized business, so anything from a startup all the way through to what we say is 50 to 100 million in revenue. Why that's a sweet spot is because the technology has done many of those strategies and learned from every strategy that it actually does. But having said that, we work with big global corporations like an SAP or a Mitel, et cetera. So I think, really the sweet spot is small to medium-sized businesses, but we can also do large corporations.
That's awesome. So Melissa, if somebody is listening to this and they do want to follow up because they want to learn more either about Robotic Marketer or also Marketing Eye, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Well, certainly, through LinkedIn, it's a great way to connect with us. Twitter, Marketing Eye AUS or Robotic Marketer, both Twitter accounts. If you can't direct message us through those two accounts, you'll certainly get us. And just an email, go to our website, roboticmarketer.com, and you'll be able to find us and we'll get back to you very fast.
Fantastic. Well, that's awesome, Melissa. Really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing over at Marketing Eye and also Robotic Marketer. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the iTunes website, do all those great things that we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Melissa, thanks again for coming on the show.